all you guys coming out today. And you know, my testimony is not that long because you know I'm only 19. I haven't experienced all of life yet. And but I grew up in a Christian home. I remember always going to the Awanus programs, and so I have a very strong Christian background. And you know, it helps coming to these Bible studies because I could relate. You know, oh, you know, I heard this story, I read this story, but in the Bible, you know, Chris, I've read the story of David, and you know, I'm going through Awanus, you know, it helps, and you know, having that strong foundation almost as a Christian. And in middle school, I started going to a youth group here actually, and that's when I first got saved actually at a summer camp. I asked Jesus to come in my heart in 05. Actually at a youth group summer camp with actually my dad was there too. He was driving the boat. We had a boat at the time, and he pulled it up there, and it was on a big old lake, and it was fun. But it was more of just like an emotional kind of, not really an altar call. I mean, kind of an altar call, but I had a personal relationship with Christ, but I didn't fully understand what it meant to have a relationship with Christ, that having a relationship with Christ isn't just on Sunday or Wednesday when you have to go to church. It's a lifestyle. And so, I mean, and then in middle school, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm figuring the whole thing out with, you know, there's peer pressure along, you know, because I'm starting to get older. I'm going into high school now. And I went to Gulf Coast my freshman and sophomore year. And I didn't have a whole lot of, I didn't really go out to parties much or nothing my freshman or sophomore year. I kind of just focused on football. That's all I really did was football, and I was going to church still a lot. I was going to the high school ministries here, and I was still kind of searching, you know. I knew I had God in my heart, but I didn't fully understand, you know. There was a lot to take in. The Bible is very deep, and it was kind of like, I was kind of soul searching, like, you know, should I go to this party, or, you know, should I do this? And there was a lot of, you know, different things tugging at my heart. You know, God always tugs at your heart, and but you have your friends, you know. I hung out, you know, a lot of football players are popular, so they like to go to the parties and stuff, and, you know, I was never really much of a drinker. I didn't really like to do it much, and I never really would. And then my junior year, the first half of my junior year, I was at Gulf Coast. I played my junior year at Gulf Coast, and then towards the end of the season, we didn't have that great of a year, and my buddy, my best friend there, was moving to Barron, and he kind of recruited me to go with him to Barron, because we actually shared a locker together, and he was moving over there, and he's like, hey, Chase, you know, I'm moving there, you're a good player, you help our team out, I really think you should move. And my dad was fortunately in Barron's zone. So a couple of days later, I thought about it, and I made a big decision, because moving to school, I mean, I had still a lot of friends. I actually had a bunch of friends at Barron, but I mean, still, it's a pretty big transfer, and kind of almost on spur of the moment too, because it was kind of in December when I made my decision, like, hey, I want to go to Barron, and I had a transfer kind of by January because I wanted to go to spring football there, because I wanted to participate, get my name in there. And so, as I was doing that, I remember coming to this Bible study every now and then. Like, if I had like an early release day or something like that, I would stop in during middle school and stuff, but never like consistently like I have been going. And so, I transferred to Barron actually with my good friend. And, that's kind of, I would say when I moved to Barron, I was probably, the most, away from the Lord probably. I'm 100% happy I moved because of football, but there was a lot of, Barron was a very rich school, and a lot of the kids liked that's just what it was. I mean, a lot of bad influences there, and it was a very hard struggle because, you know, just my very good friend liked to party and stuff, so I mean, he would always invite me, and coming from, you know, a very strong Christian background, both of my older brothers never really had a big influence of like partying and stuff on me, so I never like fully was, oh yeah, I just want to go party and stuff, but I would always want to hang out with my friends, and that's, you know, sometimes what that would be doing, so I would, you know, attend sometimes after the football games and stuff, and, you know, I would not get drunk or anything, but I would maybe drink a little or stuff, but I was still kind of, it was still kind of a big soul search for me of, you know, who really am I, you know, what do I really want to be in my life, and, I would say the biggest impact on my life was probably when I was a huddle leader 2 years ago at the FCA camp, and that really changed my life because the pastor was there, was very good. He was a younger guy, and as I was trying to just be a role model for these kids, and I started kind of thinking, you know, what really is it to be a Christian? You know, what is it, just Sunday you read your Bible and you say, you know, pray to God, thank you, bless the rest of my week, and then I'll see you on Sunday again. But then as I was there really digging deep in the Bible, because I'm trying to help these kids out, because a lot of them are going through a lot of problems, and so I'm really just digging through, and I just kind of realized, you know, I just need to, you know, recommit myself to Jesus, because you could tell by my lifestyle that I'm trying to be good, but it's not, no matter what I do, it's not going to be good enough in the eyes of the Lord. I mean, I'm a sinner no matter what. I know that. And it was about 2 years ago, at because last year I did the same camp, and then the following year was, I was this first year as a huddle leader, and that really, really impacted my life. It just, I was a camper there, but just being, it just, I don't know, almost like people say you learn more as a teacher than as a student sometimes. I felt like I was learning more trying to teach kids about Jesus, and I've almost taught myself what it is to be, you know, that Christianity is, you know, it's not a religion, you know, you're trying to be like Jesus Christ, and it's, you're following him, and I know I'm going to mess up. I mess up every day, and I just, you know, I'm just striving to be more like him each and every day. And these coming, since I've been doing these Bible studies pretty continuously since January when I moved here from, I did my first semester of college in Orlando at Valencia Community College. And then I transferred here to come live with my dad. You know, Orlando was fun, but I didn't like it that much. I like Naples. And so these Bible studies honestly have probably really built my faith, you could say, because I recommitted myself to Jesus Christ, and then now I'm starting to, you know, get a little wiser and start to really understand what is going on, and, you know, this has really helped. I mean, Chris has been a huge impact, and everybody around here has been a huge impact, because it's just support too, to be honest, because you guys always come in here and, you know, always saying hi, and it's really nice. I mean, because I'm young, and I know that, and it's really encouraging to see a lot of, you know, older, more established people, and, you know, it almost really cements myself that I know there is a God. I see it in your life, you know, I see God in all you. It's like almost, you guys give me examples every time I come here of, you know, how, almost not how I should be living, but really, I mean, you guys really show great examples of Christian godly men, and I really enjoy coming here, and it's a privilege, I think, and I really appreciate you guys welcoming me here. It's really nice, and I just thought I'd share a little bit about myself, and so if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask me or anything, but that's kind of just a little gist of my story. I played athletics my whole life. I'm pretty athletic. I've always had fun, always was involved in the FCA stuff. My dad coached in middle school basketball, and my friend Jermaine, we went to the FCA huddles and stuff together, and so I've always been involved in sports and God, and so it's really nice that, you know, things can kind of coexist, you know, where God's first, but you can have fun too playing a sport along with it, and so everything's, you know, I still have a long ways to go as I, you know, just like David in the Bible, you know, it's, every day's a battle. But I definitely see the bright side, though. I mean, it's a narrow path, but I really enjoy coming here, guys.
It's a great story.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, thank you. You know, it's,
you have an anchor. You are now anchored.
Yeah, see, I have the foundation, and now I'm growing. And so it's like the seed, you know, takes root. So I have a pretty strong foundation from my parents, you know, how they raised me, and especially from my dad. Ever since he fell off the roof, that really, honestly, that probably, in his testimony, he would say that changed his life for the better. And it also, I would say, it changed my life too, because my dad influenced me to go to church, and coming here, you know, that's a good influence, and it's positive for me. And I really love my dad. I'm lucky to have him.
You're really an influence on us too.
Oh.
Even though we're older and we're, you know, it's refreshing, at least to me, to go ahead and see and in the room and everything, that there's certainly, I wish that I was your age when I really knew and became a Christ follower and everything else. I'm just thinking about all the magnificent things that hopefully I could have been doing back then and everything. But you're a huge influence.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What's on the horizon?
I would like to, my favorite college has always been UF, Emmett Smith. That's just kind of a coincidence, I guess, that he happened to show that today. But I would like to get my 2-year AA at Edison. Right now, that's where I'm at. I'm taking 3 classes right now. And I think I'll probably graduate in next fall, maybe next spring. And then I would like to transfer to UF to get a bachelor and a business degree. It's kind of just saving money. You know, my dad, has different quirky ways, and so our plan is that,
surprise!
I would like to have some residual income, I told my dad, before I go
he's
to college.
You well.
Yeah, before I go to college, because I would like to study, and I like to go to the football games too, you know, so, having a job and paying for school outright, you know, it's pretty difficult. It can be, so that's why I'm kind of...
You can walk on there.
Oh,
you know?
I would, I mean...
It's... One of my good friends walked on there and was the backup quarterback, in fact, when Emmett played there.
Yeah, actually, a guy that I played with that, my oldest brother played with, Brian Biotta at Gulf Coast, actually walked on, and he played rugby there, too. So he was kind of like a... And I think he only played like 2 years, and then he got into his study. He was a real smart guy. But, I mean, it's... I love Florida. I mean, I've been there a couple times, and so that's definitely a college I probably would like to go to.
Right. Well, I went there. You know, Terry Dean. Terry.
Barry,
dad,
actually,
right?
He does the 7-on-7 stuff here, and so I've seen him play. Yeah. Spurrier. Him and Spurrier.
If not that, Ohio State. You know, they have a connection.
I've been to Ohio State. It's a beautiful school.
You're in a decision... mode or direction mode, but you have you're covered though.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you just follow the leader, and you know who that is.
Exactly.
And
I really am.
If you got your mind right, and you talk to him all the time, I talk to the Lord all day, every day. When something happens to me that I wonder about, I'm almost 74 years old. I wonder about. I talk to the Lord, and when you know him and talk to him, not on weekends, as you said earlier, or occasionally, or when you pray with somebody. If you talk to him all the time, then you really are his, and he is yours. So as you think forward about what I'm going to do, and you have a good mind in terms of see yourself a few years from now, how you want to be, what you want to have done in a few years from now, so he'll help you navigate that path to use your talents and your skills to get your mind working properly, get your education, and he'll work you towards what you need, what you will be. And you're just very fortunate that you have the Lord in you because he's in charge.
Oh, yeah.
And when you know that, I didn't learn until I was 67 years old. But
I have a little jump start.
Yeah, you've got a tremendous backup in your life. That when you have that, it's something that you can't even measure. I mean, it's just when you have backup, when you have the Lord in your life, you're going to do what He wants you to do, and it may not be what you want you to do, but you accept that, that he will decide for you, with you, what you're going to do.
On the FCA Bibles, they always say God's game plan.
Yeah.
So exactly. I always like
He's
that.
Got one.
Yep. Yeah.
That's great. Wonderful.
Well, I know, like, for me, I feel my story like is similar to yours in a way, kind of growing up. My mother, strong believer, took us to church. But I never really
grasped, kind of
got going when,
yeah.
until I graduated from college and I came to a Christian Businessmen's Committee breakfast, sort of like this. And I was looking for heroes. You know, I was looking for guys that I wanted to be like. And I met, I got a taste of a little bit of that. And then I got in front of some good teaching. And that's when things started to come together for me. And just like Emmett Smith said, he went to hear Jake's speak, and it kind of started good teaching. I think a lot of us feel like you do, that hearing Chris has really started to ignite, focus, and produce fruit and results in our lives. And I think the key is, you know, if you're just reading your Bible, and you're just praying, you know, you can do that in a POW cell. But when you're learning, really learning from a gifted teacher, you go to a whole new level.
Oh, well, I mean, I learned more, I mean, here at Monday, Friday than at church, to be honest. I'm just being honest. That's just, I mean, so it's, this is just a huge impact. I mean, Chris is amazing. You guys all know Chris. I mean, it's,
so you've seen answered prayer. Is there anything else that you want John to pray for?
Yes.
Do I have an agent?
No. I heard a rumor that you might be taking an MMA fight.
Oh, actually, Crafton, I would like to. Actually, I think I'm going to go in today at 11. And that's my new hobby that I picked up is mixed martial arts. I actually picked that up when I was in Orlando. I was just driving by the place every day, and I got bored. I missed physicality of football and the exercising. And so I just popped in, and I started doing jiu-jitsu. And then when I moved here in January, Crafton, who he knows very well, he trains with him. And I started learning Muay Thai, and he does some jiu-jitsu. And so I actually, maybe in a couple months, I actually might have a little amateur fight or something.
Oh, wow. It
would be fun. I mean,
make sure to let everybody know.
So just get you. Oh, tons of prayer for that.
I just heard a rumor. Like, I don't know if it was public knowledge.
I like to just get my feet wet, to be honest. Nothing like sanctioned. Just I think he does an FGCU
fight club,
and they're trying to schedule some fights against some. They have a fight club at UCF, so they're trying to schedule some stuff. And I've been training probably for about 9-10 months now, so maybe I mean I've gotten all right at it. So I mean obviously I would up my training if I have a fight coming up. So it would be. Be fun though. I would have a good time. Right. I enjoy it.
Well, Jay, since you're sort of fresh from high school, Paul has two daughters in high school. Joe's gonna have some boys down the road in high school. I have one daughter in high school, and another one in high school next year.
Freshman, old college.
Okay. Any thoughts about Collier County and
I think
high school and.
The schools are honestly, I mean, awesome. Probably the best schools you could find. I mean, like you said, that one time, I didn't know that it actually started the, what are they called, the YFDs or some of the youth police on the
YRDs.
Campus. YRDs, oh, yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, that's, I really like the schools, but I just, it comes down to who the kids are, really, and sometimes, at least when I go, I don't want to blame it all on the kids because you're your own person, and peer pressure can affect everybody, but I mean, you can definitely say no. I mean, I always said no. I mean, I would say no to a lot of stuff. I mean, at Barron, I think I kind of, because I was growing up more, I was getting older, and so as you get, you know, to your junior year, you know, some more of the kids are starting to party and stuff as they're getting older. So I would just say probably I just had more of that experience at Barron because I was older. And so I was more of a freshman and sophomore when I went to Gulf Coast, so I never really experienced that much. because I would just always go home on after the games. You know, I never would really go out and hang out with my friends because I didn't have a car or anything like that, and my mom would always have me come in. But, you know, when I was a little bit older, you know, I would be able to go and hang out, and so I would just be exposed to that a little bit more at Barron. But there's nothing wrong with the school. I mean, the school is great. I mean, great academics at both schools. But I've mostly moved because of football. I mean, 100% I moved because of football.
I can just tell you, my daughter was just graduated, and...
from which one?
From Barron. She transferred in her junior year.
Yeah, it's a good school. Yeah, I mean, a lot of different cultures, to be honest, because a lot of European cultures come over and like to move by the beach. And that's a lot of zone for the beach. So, I mean, you get a lot of different German. There's some Dutch. I mean, there was actually a big German population when I was there. So, I mean, it kind of fluctuates, I think, in size.
Well, the one thing we found our senior year was the biggest problem were the parents. Because the parents would allow parties to happen at their house.
You're right.
And we would, like, you know, so where are you going to be? I'm going to be at so-and-so's house. And we thought that was okay. You know, they weren't, like, going to somewhere, a park, a beach, or whatever.
In 1990.
Yeah, I was stunned. I was stunned. Like, you know, why are you going to his house again? Why are you going to her house again? You know, and you find out that because the parents allow them to drink and carry on. And I was like, God, hey.
You know, I'm scared of liability.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, having grown up in Naples, I can tell you that's kind of a Naples tradition. Yeah. I remember going to these parties where it seemed like there was 1,000 people.
Yeah,
it's a three-bedroom house. And it's like it's about 98 degrees, and you're walking through like this, and there's three or four kegs out on the back porch, and it's kind of crazy. And then eventually the police come and break it up. And that's just the way it is. That's a Naples thing.
And it's pretty, like, I mean, they're pretty complex, to be honest, because they set it all up. I mean, it's...
But it was when we lived in Minnesota when my son was in high school. It was a little bit different, but it wasn't. I mean, there's a lot more woods there, so everybody would meet,
a little campfire.
Bonfires. Yeah, bonfires, yeah. So it was on somebody's property, but it was out in the back somewhere, but it's still... So, I mean, it happens everywhere, so you have to pick and choose. You
know. Mm-hmm. But a peer pressure can be a lot, though, because if you're all your, you know, I mostly hung out with just the football guys because, you know, I was doing it every single day. You know, football over there is lifestyle. I mean, off-season weights over there.
Don't they make you sign something here? I mean, in Maryland, we had a sign a thing saying if you were present where alcohol was and it got found out about, you were thrown off.
It's coded, yeah. Well, you get coded now, and so that's what the term is. You get coded if you're caught drinking. And I think it depends upon the principal and, like, I think the principal decides and the coach.
Big game coming up that week.
Yeah.
Depends on your plans. Schools, they have it, the entire football team would be kicked off if they actually enforced it.
My baseball coach actually did that in high school. I was in the ninth grade. Six guys were at a party. He kicked off six guys for, like, three games and brought up. I told the story. That's how I got a chance to play in varsity. I made a name for myself because I was six drunk. Idiots got caught, and our coach tanked the rest of the season. I
mean. Well, see, nowadays it seems like sometimes that's maybe more a little relaxed. Like a coach, like you said, a big game's coming up. You can sit out the next game. It depends.
So in Minnesota,
I'm not sure the rules on that 100%. John, actually, you're pretty familiar with the school systems.
Oh yeah.
If you get caught, so you have to sit out the next.
Do my work. We support a lot of the kids in the mock league.
Another sport.
That's why they're always messing up. I have two daughters. That's the real reason.
Kid who never wrestled before went out for wrestling. Had to practice but couldn't play.
Oh, well, it's hard with their environments that they grow up in. I mean, what else do they have besides the streets? Sometimes, you know, it's sad.
Paul asked a question, and I kind of diverted it. But you know, yes, Chase, you know, the trajectory you're on. And, you know, I just feel compelled to pray for you now, and anybody else can join in. That's all right?
Yeah. So,
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Chase, you know, not only to his father and his mother and all these kids that he's played football with, but also us. Lord, we lift him up and his faith, and we lift up the fight that he's doing physically, but, you know, protect him, Lord. Guard him with your armor in his endeavors, but also place in his heart that seed of a vision of the future that you would have him lift up, Lord. Mm. And if it's at University of Florida, open the doors so that that would happen. And let him glorify you in that place. If it's not, just shut the doors and put him on another path. But be with him, Lord. Know that in all things, you can make things possible. And make so in Chase's life, to your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So have you asked your school what you need to do to get the UF?
Well, I know I need definitely over a 3.0. But no, I haven't got all the stuff.